From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Today being Memorial Day, chances are you're surrounded by lots of red, white, and blue. Maybe you're feeling a bit patriotic. There is news, however, that might make you feel a little less proud to be an American, at least economically speaking. Some are calling the U.S. the weakest link in the global economy. Here to explain is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. Hi, John.
Hello, Alex.
So who exactly is claiming that we're the weakest link?
Well, several international organizations that forecast the global economy say that, you know, the U.S. is in a deep slowdown caused especially by the bursting of the housing bubble. That's brought a lot of mortgage foreclosures and hurt the construction industry. These organizations are downgrading their growth predictions for the United States to less than half the world average for the year, which is around 5%. One result is that other countries are trying to shield themselves from the U.S. downturn. They're decoupling, as the economists call it. Other countries looking elsewhere for trading partners. In some cases, they're severing their ties to the dollar just to make sure that the U.S. doesn't become a drag on the rest of the world's growth. The IMF's chief economist, Simon Johnson, doesn't see this as necessarily a bad thing.
The world economy is becoming more balanced, is the way I would put it. Europe is doing very well, about time, and everybody's very pleased with that. Japan is doing better than in the past. It's true the U.S. has slowed down a little bit this year, due in part to the problems in the housing market, but we're expecting growth in the U.S. to rebound quite nicely later this year. We think exports are going to be up, the prospects for business investment look good.
Mr. Johnson sounds rather upbeat about the whole thing. Why do you think that is, John?
Well, since confidence in the U.S. is low, the dollar is weak, and that makes U.S. exports cheaper. And since there's this big demand from these other robust economies out there, the U.S. exports become very popular. So that should pull us out. Plus, there's this added bonus that it might lower the huge trade deficit.
Well, if all of this turns out not to be so optimistic after all, if we are, in fact, the weakest link, is that going to have any effect on the wallets of Americans?
Well, our wallets could grow a little thinner. The weaker dollar also makes imports more expensive, and we import a lot in this country. And higher-priced foreign goods give domestic producers room to raise their prices as well. That plus expensive gasoline is really making it tough to keep inflation at bay. That could make the Federal Reserve boost interest rates, makes it tougher to borrow money, to buy homes, buy cars. But so far, at least, economists seem optimistic that this is just a temporary downturn and that because of the strength of the overseas economies, they're going to be able to pull the U.S. out of this by later this year.
Thanks so much, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.